KBCT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Can you feel it? Ladies and gentlemen, Mikey Thon 2010 is on the air. Whoo! Feels real good. It feels real, real good. We are starting hour number one. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a real ride, and we've already got people outside. Call us right now, 570-1949 is our number. We've already got people that are hanging out. Park on the street if you want to come down here. 1615 Murray Canyon Road is the address. And where everybody is congregating is on the big parking garage on the top floor of the parking garage. And so if you're going to show up, park on the street and then get up there to the top of the parking garage. I'm Mikey. I'm the host of the show. Woodsy is our sports guy. He's 35. I'm 40. L.O.B., otherwise known as Lauren O'Brien, she is our assistant producer, and she's the blonde girl to my right. She is 30 years old. Sienna is the girl with the brand new haircut that looks real good.
Thank you.
Real good. And she's 25. Jay is our producer. He's 47, and he has been working his tail off.
Yes, yep. He has.
Screening phones for us first up today is Chris. What are we doing? And call us, man. If you're out there right now in the parking lot, we want to hear from you. If you're already out there waiting, we want to hear from you. 570-1949. We're getting this thing kicked off. M1s, we want to hear from you. M1 Nation is Mikey Show listeners. It means you listen exclusively to the Mikey Show. When you call in, you turn your radio down. Get to your point. You don't cuss. It means that you're making new M1s all the time. It means that... you are a part of a community called M1 Nation. We have so many things planned for you today. And when I say today, I genuinely mean today. Since we take over the radio station today for Rady Children's Hospital, raising money for the Autism Discovery Institute. And also want to say thank you to immediately to Jared, who is our... He's our web guy. He's our graphic designer. He's our everything extraordinaire. And he's here making sure that everything is taken care of. He's got directions for you. If you want to get down, just go to MikeyShow.com because MikeyShow.com has been taken over by Mikey Thon. So when you go to MikeyShow.com, that's what you're going to see. What else? What else do I need to tell you? We'll take some phone calls right now. The auctioning is going to be up in just a little bit. One thing that I want to let you know about is how you can give to Rady Children's Hospital. I want to tell you that right away. There's a number of ways that you can support what we're doing. One way is you can make a pledge right from your mobile phone using text messaging or email. So you can email or you can do text messaging from your phone to get this done. Enter the address jake@mogiv.com. mogiv.com. So it's jake@mogiv.com. Now, all you do is, let's say you're texting. Mm-hmm. You just put the amount. You know, if you want to donate, and it's all going to be, eventually this will lead to your credit card, so it's all credit card. If you're texting, you just type in 20. You don't have to put the, you know, 0.00. You don't have to do any of that. Cool. You want to donate $100, 100, send. And I've done it. What it will do is it's going to send you a text back, and all you do when you get that text back is right up at the top, It's going to give you a it's going to give you a link, and it's going to give you a little number to punch in as a code. And it's so easy, man. Just all you got to do, this is the one thing I'm going to tell you because I've done it. The one thing I'm going to tell you to do is to remember your code, because it's going to text you back. It's going to send you a code. You want that code. And when it, and then when you click on the link to go to the page, forget all the business on the page. Just there's a thing that says, what's your code up at the top? Put your code in. It'll walk you through the process of getting your credit card information in there. It's great. So right off the bat, want to let people know that. You can text Jake. That's my son's name. My son is 4 years old. He's got autism, and he's been through all these different things at Rady. And Rady was just has been incredible in helping out my son, Jake. So if you want to text money, and we want money to start coming in right now, we have 28 hours to raise money for Rady Children's Hospital and their Autism Discovery Institute. Jake at MOGIV.com. Let me see. Is there another way? Nothing's going to be charged to your phone bill. Got to let you know that. And you can also go to MikeyShow.com and give online. As soon as you get to MikeyShow.com, there's a thing at MikeyShow.com that says click here to donate. Okay? So you can donate easily by going to MikeyShow.com. It'll take you to the thing. It's really easy to sign up for it. Let's go to the phones. Let's see what people are doing. M1 Hawk is Woodsy's dad. Yeah. He's our first call today.
Yeah.
How you doing, M1 Hawk?
Just wanted to wish you guys luck. Remember, it's like 3 days in August with full pads.
That's
there
right.
You go.
Mind over matter. That's mind right. over matter.
There you go.
That's right.
Think
Thank
I'll
you.
Freak out and curse and cry, Dad?
try not to.
I'll try not
He's
to.
Like, oh, gosh, probably.
I'll try to get there next year. Sad I can't be there with you this year.
Absolutely.
Thanks, M1 Hawk.
Good luck, guys.
Appreciate it. Let's see. M1HB is out in the Woo! Parking lot. Is that
yeah.
right?
Hello.
How are you?
Hey,
yeah, we're doing hi. Good.
So everyone say hi.
Yeah. There we go.
Nice.
Yeah. That's what I want to hear.
Dedication.
They've been here for hours.
Have they?
Yep. Yeah.
Let me tell you
yeah,
something.
We got here about four.
Hey, let me ask you, HB, how badass does that stage look out there?
It's amazing. Thank you very much for the heaters and the tents. They're in wow. use.
Oh, yeah.
And Danny and the boys have just put up an M1 site, saw something that's facing you guys, so if you guys get a chance, look out your window.
Oh, let me see.
Let's check
see.
It out.
Yeah.
Let me see.
I don't know if it's plugged in yet, but they're
Oh, that's
rad.
Yeah.
There's lights on it, and
oh,
it's
my God.
That's great.
You guys are awesome.
That's great. Hey.
So we just need sound out here and barbecues, and we're good.
I love it. Well, thank you, and I can't wait to get this thing going. I cannot wait. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you guys all throughout the day, okay?
All right. We love you.
All right. We'll see
you. Love you.
Want to let everybody know that I've been checking the weather thing. There's, you know, sprinkles this morning, but I've checked every weather thing I can check. By 8 o'clock this morning, we should have either clear skies or at the least clouds.
Oh, yeah.
But hopefully some clear skies.
I'm feeling confident about it.
I am, too.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, there won't be any rain. That's what we're showing on every weather forecast and everything that we looked at. There won't be any rain. So we're feeling good about that. 570-1949 is the number. Kicking off the 28-hour show. M1 Cave Dweller from Wisconsin.
Nice.
What up?
Good morning, Mikey Show.
Good morning.
The Mikey-thon. I'm so excited.
I know it. I know it, man.
Dude, it is negative 15 in Wisconsin.
No.
Oh, my God.
It is negative 15, and I am buried under 9 feet of freaking snow.
Oh, that is brutal.
So you'll be listening the whole time, I take it.
But hearing the dulcet tones of your voices gives me all the warmth that I need.
Oh, there you go.
Huge.
Love you.
That's awesome.
Maybe get a space heater, too.
Real quick, I just want to tell everybody, I just went online. I just donated. It's easy peasy mac and cheesy. Everybody should do it. If you're hearing this program and you don't donate, you're a bad person.
It's hysterical. I love it. Thank you, bro. Hey, how did you do it? Did you go to MikeyShow.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I followed the link from Mikey Show to MoGive.
Okay, so you went to MikeyShow.com to give. That's awesome. Thank you, dude. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks. Yeah, if you want to, go to MikeyShow.com. That's where you can donate. Hey, Jay, question. And by the way, always have to start out Mikeython by letting people know that because we don't take any commercial breaks, we don't play any music, we don't take any commercial breaks for 28 straight hours. What I need to let you know is that you're going to hear a lot of conversations on the air that you'd normally hear off the air. And the reason for it is because we can't turn the microphones off. We're talking the whole time. And so I'll be asking Jay questions. What's, you know, going on with this? What's going on with that? And Jay will be updating me on that.
Making up answers right and left.
Yeah. Now, here's something that I do not know, that I don't know if you have the answer to.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You got it, Jay. You got it.
I got this. I feel it.
Auction.
Auction.
Auction things, auction items, auction stuff.
Yes, they will be, they should be linked off of our page. I haven't gone and looked. Jared and
yeah,
Adam,
Jared says, yeah.
Jared and Adam have been working fast and furious to make this all happen.
Okay. Oh, this is great. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, dude, he set this up so great. Okay, so here's how it goes. When you go to MikeyShow.com, the first thing that you're going to see is you're going to see you're going to see a moving banner. There's going to be a banner that just keeps, you know, changing every few seconds. If you click on that, it will take you to everything, you know, that we're doing here. Okay. It'll give you directions on how to get here. It'll have a big button that says donate now so that you can donate. Then underneath that, it says auctions, and it lists all the different auctions that we're doing and all the different things that we have. For instance, a year of free flowers by Pro Flowers.
Wow.
Gary Hoey autographed acoustic guitar. The dinner at my house with all of us here on this show and Jeffrey from Pamplemousse coming by doing Pamplemousse food at my house. The bidding for that starts at $1,500 and it's for four people. So it can be you and your boyfriend or your wife or your husband or your girlfriend and another couple. It could be you and three people from work. It can be you and three other M1s. It can be whatever you want. But you'll be having dinner at my place with all of us here on the show, and it's going to be awesome.
It could be four exotic dancers. It could be that.
Whatever
it
you
could
want.
Could be four Chargers.
Yeah.
Preferably players. Cornerbacks,
right?
And defensive backs, or maybe linebackers for LOB. Yeah.
That's right. I like
skill
it.
Skill players.
Let's see. M1 Veronica from Escondido.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I am so excited. So I have to go to work today. So I'm just finishing up the... I totally agree, Steve. Totally agree. But I'm getting down there about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I have goodies for my friends. I have some brownie cream cheese bites. I've got some trail mix. I have got the s'mores cupcakes.
Oh,
I kind of don't know what that is, but I'm 100% on board with the s'mores cupcake.
Totally awesome.
I've had M1 Veronica's stuff before. I've had her baking before. She is incredible.
Yeah.
You should be in some kind of business doing that.
Maybe
Veronica.
You don't go to work. Too. Remember,
I wish.
Remember when we all went to the beach at one time, and she brought s'mores. What was it? It was s'mores brownies or something?
It was a s'mores cupcake.
S'mores cupcake. Oh, yeah. My God.
I'm ready.
So what time do you get off work?
If I can be in the studio around about 3 o'clock, that'd be great. No.
That's perfect.
So I just want to say hi to Danny and HB and Metalhead and Jordan and everyone who's out there, and I cannot wait to see you guys.
Right on.
So good luck, guys. And,
thank you.
Maybe we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
It's M1 Veronica. Want to let people know that the movies that we are watching tonight are Waterworld and Dirty Dancing.
Tonight.
Yes.
it skeeves me out so bad.
I haven't seen Waterworld since it came out in the early 90s.
Yep. Did you see it in the theater?
Yeah.
You did? I did too.
Because it's supposed to be a great movie.
I want to see what the hype was
sure,
about.
Sure. Yeah. It was supposed to be great. I thought it was terrible, but Jay and Woods liked it.
It was all right.
Let's see. What else can I tell you? So those are the movies that we're going to watch tonight. We'll start at 10. All right. We'll start watching the movies tonight at 10. A surprise at 5 that you will want to be here for.
A surprise for us, too. We have no idea except for Mikey.
There are only a couple of people that know about this. Jay, you don't know, do you?
No, I don't know anything about it.
He didn't tell you?
No.
Don't you?
No, I swear.
Yeah.
See, here's the deal. I'll tell you why I don't believe that Jay knows. I'll tell you why I don't believe that Jay knows.
He wouldn't be able to look at you?
No. No. I believe that Jay does not know what I'm doing. And here's why. Jay used to be Adam's boss. Okay? He used to be Adam's boss.
Yep.
He is no longer Adam's boss.
No.
And so if he says to Adam, tell me, you got to tell me. Adam can look Jay in the face and go, no.
Don't have to, don't want to.
Don't have to. Pleasure. What are you going to do about it? What do you, you know, you can't force me. You're not my boss. You're not the boss of me.
Boy, I said, tell me right now.
Yeah.
He always did that. That was a problem with Adam. He always gave it right back to me. I'm like, what?
So great.
I'll slap you silly.
That's so great. Adam and Jay have just been working their butts
off. Thank you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, everybody's been working their tail end off. Engineers.
Unreal.
Sales.
So, okay. So we still have a couple of people that want to ask some questions. We'll do that. And by the way, that was the other thing we wanted to do. We wanted to open the phones up right away for questions. Do you have any questions? I have a schedule of events in front of me. It's 10 pages long.
Is it only 10?
Yeah.
I think it's about 30.
Yeah, it's 10 pages. It's unreal. 570-1949. If you have any questions, M1 Paparazzi from Oceanside. What's up?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You guys ready to hang in there for 28 straight hours?
You know that. You know that.
I've got a few questions for you.
Go ahead.
Listen to every single one of your past 28-hour shows.
Yeah.
And Mikey is the only one who's actually participated. Other than Jay, he's had to stick around, too. What are your game plans for staying up for 28 hours? You guys going to do the Red Bull, caffeine, no caffeine? What's the game plan on that?
Guys?
I haven't had any caffeine yet.
I haven't had any yet.
I had, I wanted to stay in my same routine that I usually do. So you know what that means. It means a fresh donut and a fresh DP.
Mm-hmm.
And about 4 cigs on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm like Lance Armstrong. Basically,
so you're gonna break out some layers?
The same kind of, we're on the same kind of diet,
you're a fat Lance and I.
Like a fat Lance Armstrong. Yeah. But I'm going to just do my thing. I'm going to try to drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat some oranges. I'm going to start healthy and get progressively worse as
we go.
Until the cupcakes and the brownies. And
there is so much food here.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
There is so much food.
They take such good care of us. I feel like Motley Crue.
I do too.
When I walked in this morning, there were people like yelling our names.
I know.
I'm like, I'm Motley Crue. Mm.
This is so cool.
It was awesome.
Thank you, M1 Paparazzi. We appreciate it.
I've got one other question for you.
Yeah.
Please tell me you're going to do the hot seat.
You know, we actually discussed doing a version of it. And we started to throw around some ideas of things that we would ask. And we immediately were like, nope, scratch it. Because we knew that if we had 28 hours to get through this thing, that there was no way that we would not, like, kill each other. And so we have to keep it, you know,
positive,
as clean as we can.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Oh, I know. Well,
there's better stuff. Don't worry.
Trust me, bro.
That's nothing.
We've got so much stuff planned.
We wanted to be different.
Yes. Be here at 5 if you can. You're going to get to see. Can I say the other things? Those things aren't a surprise.
Mine's the only surprise.
Yeah. Okay. I'm doing a surprise thing that no one knows about. Woods is going to be, well, excuse me, not Woods.
It's not me. I'll be here.
Dave Matthews.
Of course.
That lives in our studio in full regalia will be dressed and performing.
At what time?
Like sometime after 5?
Between 5 and 6 is what I saw.
Okay. Yeah. And then L.O.B. What time, L.O.B.? Do we know?
5:30.
L.O.B. will be out there, and she will be doing a live performance of Santa Baby.
Yep.
How about that?
How nervous are you?
I've had a million and 20 other things to do that I haven't been able to really let it sink in.
There you go.
So I haven't thought about
it. No, can I just say that we have a lot of stuff that we want to get in around 5 o'clock, you know, and stuff may take longer, but we're trying to get as much as we can at 5, like Mikey's Surprise, L.O.B. Singing Santa Baby, Dave Matthews, and we also have the Mikey Show's Got Talent scheduled in there, too, which is anyone listening right now, any M1s, if you have talent, come down and you can perform.
Yeah, at 5:30.
Yeah, and if we pick a winner, judges.
Yeah, if you have any kind of talent that you want to showcase.
Yeah.
Be here today at 5:30. Mikey Show's Got Talent.
Make it cool.
So this
Make
is
it
all
going to
be going on between like the 5 and 6 hour. I'm imagining, you know, we can't really estimate exactly how long we'll be doing each, but around that time.
We only have 27 hours, 35 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Walk in the park.
Yeah. M1 Greg from Kearney Mesa.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on?
Oh, I'm just super stoked that you guys are doing this special again. It just makes my year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just got to work and no one's here and I'm just got the butt in my ear and just listening away.
There you go, dude.
We love it.
My day just go by so quick.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna have us all day long, man. We'll be
all night.
We'll be here while you're working. We'll be here when you get off. We'll be here when you're having dinner at home. We'll be here when you're making love to your wife, and then we'll be here when you're sleeping during the middle of the night, and then we'll still be here when you wake up, and then we'll be here when you go to work.
Yep. Well,
the cool part is you guys are on my way home from work, so I'm like 5 o'clock. Hey, honey, I'm getting home at 6. I got to get home a little bit late tonight.
Nice. Maybe you go home at 8. Make that right.
Maybe 8. Either
maybe
way,
hang out
so
all
close
night.
To home. It's just great where you guys are at now, and I'm just super stoked.
There you
super
go.
Nice.
So are we.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys, for being at work.
You got it. M1 Jesse from Camp Pendleton.
Yeah. Is L.O.B. doing any stand-up tonight?
At like 2
yes,
in the morning.
Yes, she is.
Later.
She is. It's going to happen after the movies. Also, Woods will be performing, doing like a set of, you know, because he used to perform, play acoustic guitar and perform and do gigs in Dallas. And so he's going to do like a mini set for us.
Yeah, a little
tonight.
Two-song bit.
maybe even tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
We have it 5 a.m., but things can change.
Yeah.
Just have to listen all 28 hours.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yep.
So there it is. We're going to be doing a lot, man.
I still don't know what I'm playing.
I don't know what
I
I'm
tried 100 things
joking.
Last night, and I'm just not sure. It's just going to be how I feel.
Yeah. M1 Scott from Temecula.
I hope everything. What time is Santa Baby going on?
Yeah, that's right. Santa Baby. Uh-huh. Well, Santa Baby will happen sometime between 5 and 5:30. And I'm talking, and let me tell you, I'm talking Lauren in, describe what you're wearing.
Oh, whoa.
No, not you. Not you. Not you, Scott. Not you, Scott.
What Lauren will be wearing
I'm
during
pantsless.
The performance.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, well, I'm new.
I'm driving in pantsless.
I'm going to have a red satin dress on.
Oh, wow. Oh,
I'm going to have some long white gloves.
Oh, wow.
That may or may not stay on the whole performance.
Oh, wow.
I will hopefully have a red or white boa.
Wow.
That I will sachet around in.
Yeah. Why wouldn't your gloves stay? Are they Dikembe Mutombo's gloves? Why wouldn't they stay on?
Because I might pull them off and
oh,
throw them
I see what you mean.
With their teeth.
I see
I'm
what
sure
you
I'll throw
mean.
Some sort of Santa hat.
And she's going to be doing this outside on our amazing stage in front of everyone. So if you're not here at 5:30, you're missing out.
That makes me want to vomit. I'm so nervous.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm coming now.
Yes.
I want to know if I should bring some singles with me.
Oh,
if by singles you mean single black men, then yes. Yeah. Yes.
Dollar bills, baby.
If you throw them up there, we'll give them to the ratings.
Yeah, we'll give them to the ratings. Throw them up.
Lauren's like, or I'll buy some groceries.
Baby. There we go.
Hey, thanks for the call.
I love you, L.O.B.
Bye. You too. I love you too.
I love you so much.
So soon.
It's going to be great. Now, a lot of people maybe new. You're tuning in for the first time. You're saying, now, why on earth would L.O.B. be singing Santa Baby?
Oh, boy.
Well, the reason is because years ago, she had just started to date BFMC, her boyfriend, Matt Commerce.
Who will be here during that time as well?
He will.
That's right.
You can
handsome
meet him.
Man. Handsome.
Yeah. Maybe
handsome
she'll sing man. It to him.
Maybe she will.
I will.
We should put him on a chair.
I want to. I want to.
But.
Awkward.
What she did back in the day was that she went into the bathroom And and the reason that she used the bathroom was she needed a studio.
I needed a good acoustics.
Good acoustics. So she went to the bathroom, and she also wanted to hide from her roommates.
Yep.
And so she picked a time when she thought they wouldn't be around and went in there. And a lot of people don't know this, but you can actually use a little pair of headbuds, you know, earbuds for your ears. You can actually use that as a microphone input.
Yeah, if you're on a budget.
Yeah, if you're on a budget. And so she sang into little microphone earbuds. And she recorded this.
Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Think of all the good I've
made. Yeah.
I might faint and not get through the whole song. So brilliant.
We've played it a million times. Every time we do, she's mortified.
That's great.
I just want to preface this. It's going to be late in the day. We're going to be talking for like 10 hours at that point. So I don't want to get filleted when I'm off tune or off key.
You're
going to
be great.
It's going to be better.
Well, I'll tell you what. That song that she did inspired this. Kinda creepy. My roommates think I've lost my mind.
So weird.
Put me on the waiting list for a white straitjacket. I can't resist. I might be kinda misunderstood when I'm sneaking around the black neighborhood. Kinda creepy. I wanna slit your throat in your sleep. I'll eat your eyes with a spoon. Kinda creepy. My toilet has become a beat lab. Creepy. Cutie, I'll be wearing your face as a mask tonight. I'll make you mine. Kinda creepy, recording in the bathroom at night. Real creepy. I'm wearing stockings over my face for this. Ew. Use your skull as a bowl. Kinda creepy. I'll hack you up and wear your clothes.
I will.
Here comes the big finish. Come and sing sweet songs to me.
I was sashaying.
I was sashaying. With the same recorded melodies I recorded just for you. And I'll turn your ears right into stew. Kinda creepy. Forgot to mention that I might call and hang up.
So true.
Kinda creepy. I'm gonna eat your nose with brown rice.
Oh.
I'm gonna eat your nose with brown rice. I'm gonna eat your nose with brown rice.
Woo!
I got it.
Well, wonderful. There it is. There it is. So she'll be performing that live out on stage between 5 and 5:30.
The first
so
one.
Great.
That's right.
Yeah.
M1 Ziggy from Lemon Grove. What's up?
Good morning, Mikey Show.
Good morning.
No. I said good morning, Mikey.
Good morning.
It's game time, baby.
Yeah, it is.
It sure is.
Yeah, it is, man.
Mikey, I just want to let you know, man. When I first got on December at Rock 105.3, I turned it on. You weren't on. It said you weren't on anymore. So completely got out of the Rock 105.3. Then I was like, okay, what is Mikey going to do? you got on 94.9. Now it's the Mikey Show. Obviously, I mean, obviously, always been the Mikey Show, but you got some talented, awesome people around you now.
The best.
Thanks, man.
The best.
Wow. LLB with their weird laugh. At you.
That's right.
There you go. Now you got Sienna with the raspy voice. Yeah. Great news. You got Woods with the git.
Git.
Awesome, yeah. Dude.
Thank you.
Jay with the little weird comments that he makes. I love it.
It's a fan favorite.
Yeah. Get some.
Get some.
You know, Chris, great people.
Yep.
Mikey. Love you, man. You bring it all together.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate
so
it,
nice.
Man. Thank you very much.
Have a good 28-hour show, all right?
Thank you, man.
Are you going to be able to come by? Yes.
Good.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
All
thank
right,
you.
Guys, take care.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
570-1949. I know. I was driving in this morning, and I just could not believe how incredible this all is. I mean, we're broadcasting from Studio M, which is our own private studio, which we've decorated, and we're still putting up more decoration.
Looks awesome.
It does. We got a couch in here.
And we have a window that overlooks where all the M1s are, so yeah. You can see us, we can see you.
It's great.
Place is nicer than my house.
Yeah. 570-1949. This seems to be a kind of a big question. M1 Podcast, are you there?
I am here.
What's going on?
Not too much. Just wanted to say congratulations on redoing this show, and you know, the marathon's going to be great. And you know, I'm really looking forward to the 1 and 2 o'clock hour when my boy Jay Bird comes out all creepy. So
oh, yeah.
I'm assuming that's going to happen in the middle of the night.
That is going to happen in the middle of the night. No doubt about it.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm.
Jay's going to be pantsless by the end of this thing. Oh, sitting by that
what do you
door.
Mean, going to be?
Hold on.
I just want to know, when are you guys going to serve those Alpo daiquiris? That's what I'm looking forward to.
He loves the Alpo daiquiris.
I know. You and the Alpo daiquiris.
He loves them.
He loves them.
You have no idea.
I had a friend whose mom would put the dog food in the blender and like mix up dog food and mm-hmm. then give it to the dog. And it was their blender that they used as well.
That's
so it's disgusting.
Right.
It's the most hideous thing. It's the filthiest, dirtiest.
Doesn't bother me.
I mean, she would wash doesn't it matter. After she did the dog food and everything, and then she would make a smoothie yeah. for herself or whatever.
No problem.
All you would
why,
smell.
Jay, why is it no problem?
It's, I mean, dogs eat it. And your dog licks out of your mouth, would
true.
It's
different. I don't like, if when they go to eat and then they come lick my mouth, I'm like, oh, get
gross.
They do it, but I don't like
Woods.
It. I don't like it as much.
Woods.
What?
They do it. I don't like it.
I'll hear I'll hear Senior Beans at the end of the
gross.
Couch. And he'll go.
Crunching.
And then he'll run up to me and be like, hi, Daddy, and start licking my mouth. I'm like, Beans, your breath.
So he's
like,
part about it is she would put the wet food and the dry food in the blender and
oh
get it in the mixture.
God.
And the wet food makes their like whiskers all wet.
That's so gross.
I know.
That is so disgusting.
It's filthy.
Woods, I can't believe that you, and so you would taste dog food on their breath.
Yeah.
Ew.
I don't like it.
There's a challenge right there.
Get.
Eat some dog food.
I'll vomit.
Oh, yeah. I would not do that.
No. I won't eat dog food.
I mean,
I tried one when I was little.
I would eat like a Beggin' strip,
little,
I think.
Like,
but
I
would
a
eat
treat.
A little Beggin' strip.
Yeah.
But that's really about it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Here
already,
we go.
Already we've offended
look
you.
Look who's here.
This is the worst day of my life.
Is it?
You're
so
best.
Stoked. You're so stoked.
I'm not stoked.
You are stoked.
Why do you want to tell people who I am?
This is Captain Buzzkill. He
thank
is
you. Thank you.
Not.
Thank you.
He says he's not a Mikey Show
so
fan,
much.
But he is.
He calls us almost every day.
Yeah. I can't stand this chill.
He's M1 CBK is
you
what he
say
is.
You can't stand it, but you're the first one to call in every time we're on a hot topic. You listen.
I monitor you for the FCC.
You monitor.
Is that an official title? Did they ask you to do that?
Who?
The FCC.
No, I do it because it's my civic. First of all, it's my civic responsibility.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also my civic right.
It is your right.
Your
you
right.
can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
We're just happy that you're listening, man. We love you.
Yeah.
And plus, the show is in commercial. So I.
Oh, my gosh.
I listen then, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
My favorite show is Jack and Christine, but I can't get them in my reception where I am.
In your basement. Maybe you move out.
But they have an online stream, I believe.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Jack and Christie.
I can't get it.
Why?
Because it's a computer.
Juice up the RAM on your computer. I figured you'd know
what
how to do
RAM
that.
What is RAM for?
I don't know.
You're a dork.
What does ERA stand for?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Why don't you guys wrap up early?
No.
What about the 3.5 hour show?
You don't think it's a good cause, 28 hours, Rady's Children's Hospital?
There are other things.
You're a monster, CBK.
There's other things you can raise money for.
You're a monster. Like,
why
what?
Do you hate
the About
kids?
The Music Fund?
You could raise money for About the Music Fund would be great.
We do that.
We do that,
we do
already.
That as well.
For almost all of our shows.
So feast.
There are a lot of underprivileged kids that don't have PCs.
That's not as important.
No. Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Why don't you come down today and hang out? You want to come in and hang out in the studio? We'll put you on the mic.
Show your face.
I
would never.
Yes, you would.
I would never, and neither would all of my friends.
CBK.
All of your friends.
There's food here.
Did you hear? We're getting s'mores cupcakes.
There's cupcakes.
Oh, yeah. I can get that anytime I want. What time will it be?
Veronica three. Said she's coming at 3.
They're handmade.
Cupcake, you can come in. We'll put you got an extra mic. We'll put you on the mic.
Yeah.
We'll interview you and just find out what the root of your anger is.
I'm not interested. What time did you say that?
3 o'clock. Cupcakes.
What?
All right. Well, I have to go because I'm recording you guys. Watch your step. If you say anything wrong, I'll send it to the FCC.
Okay.
Have fun.
Okay. Don't threaten me. I'll threaten you.
You just did.
I'm
sending it to the FBI.
Have a ball.
The FBI.
I'm sure they
go back to your Russian bride
really
website,
worried.
Pal.
I'll talk to you later.
You have a ball. That.
Oh, wow.
Pretty that, good. Good stuff.
not very clever.
It's our old friend, Captain Buzzkill. let's see. M1 Nubian Prince is on the line.
Oh.
If anybody doesn't understand that, by the way, LOB likes black guys.
Yes.
Go ahead, Nubian Prince.
I woke up this morning super, super excited. I cannot wait for you guys to be at like 4 a.m. when y'all start talking all crazy to each
other. Oh, I know it. I know it.
I think it'll happen before that.
Get all loopy.
But I'll tell you that now, man, I'm going to go down probably at like 4. Now I'm going to definitely be there at 5. Definitely.
There you go.
You'll be here at 5.
Nice.
There you go. Yeah, you don't want to miss the surprise performance. You don't want to miss LOB. You don't want to miss Woodsy and Dave Matthews. And
I think EBW might even be doing a live performance.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Right on. Well, you guys, good luck today.
Thank you very much. Okay, I got another question, Jay. And it may be a question for Jared, but who knows? What about updating how much money we've raised? How will we do that?
Well, there's a couple ways. We can look actually on the page. It updates on the right hand side.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
On Mikey, on the Mikey Show page, or on the page that you
on it says where it says donate now.
Uh huh. Okay, cool. Let's see.
And that won't take into consideration like the auction numbers.
Okay.
And it won't take because they've got a box set up here where people can donate. You know, stop when they stop by, they can donate. And we should also mention, anytime you donate over $50, you get the cool Mikeython t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
The Mikeython t-shirt is awesome.
Adam's bringing a couple up to show us, but they are ridiculous.
Yeah,
yep. 570-1949 if you want to call us and say what's up. And we have a lot of things that we need to talk about, too. Tonight, the Charger game is at, it's tonight. It's a Thursday night game.
Kickoff is 5:20 p.m.
Nice.
Go Boats.
And they're playing who?
The Niners.
Sweet. And they both kind of feel like they have a lot on the line in this game.
Well, they feel that way because they do.
Mm-hmm.
This is an absolute must win for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, surprisingly, the Niners are not out of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chargers are definitely not out of it. And they need a win. They need to win out, and the Chiefs need to lose a game.
Yeah.
So
here's North Turner.
We played awfully well 2 years ago on a Thursday night game on a short week after not a very good game against Atlanta. I would expect our guys to come out and play at a high level.
No, I wouldn't think so. If you're going to the game tonight, you know, we're very close to the stadium.
Yeah, right down the street.
Yeah,
right
very close.
Down the street. From before or after.
Yeah, after the game, before the game. We were here for so long, it'd be a good idea for you to do it. 570-1949. I may have hit Ryan Matthews up on Twitter and gave him the number here.
Good.
Hear about, nice. Speaking of, you guys hear about Heath Bell?
No.
Got typhoid fever.
What?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's all right.
Where? How?
He was in Fiji, I think.
Is he still there?
No, he's home now.
Oh, scary.
I know it. Let's see. I don't know who this is. Who is this?
Is North there?
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. This is Wade Phillips. He's the coach.
Or he used to be the coach.
Used to be the coach for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm here. What, how you doing, Wade?
What are you doing?
I'm just hanging out in the studio. I don't have anything to do till tonight.
I'm in Branson, Missouri.
What are you doing there?
I'm here with my missus.
You guys just gambling, or what are you doing?
No, not gambling. Saw a Hank Williams review. That was nice. And are you going to go down to Mikeyton?
I'm here now. I'm at Mikeyton.
I just called you there, didn't I?
Yes, yeah, that's where you're calling. The game is tonight at 5 o'clock, and so I'll be here till 4:55. What?
Who are y'all playing?
I forget.
The Niners.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What town they come from?
San Francisco. I mean, you used to work in the NFL as a coach. You know,
since Jerry fired me, I've just been traveling. Went to Sioux City, Mount Rushmore,
Sioux City.
And Branson.
How was that?
How you think? Dynamite.
I bet.
I'm still looking for a gig.
Save room in the RV.
I can be there by 5 tonight.
Well, I'll wait for you then. If you can be here by 5, I'll wait for you, and we'll go to the game together.
Okay. You need me? Can you leave me a pass? Will call?
Well, I'd rather drive together. So if you just want to come on, swing down here, and then we'll ride over there together.
You can go down to Hodad's and grab a burger. You want something?
Well, that almost sounds like a better idea than the game itself.
Well, we just meet Hodad's and let Rivera call the game.
Who's Rivera?
Your defensive coordinator, Ron.
Oh, Ron?
The guy that replaced me.
That's right. I forgot about Ron.
How could you forget about your own defensive coordinator?
Get a couple cold ones.
I forgot who we were playing tonight, L.O.B. What? Get a couple what?
Get a couple cold ones.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Let's go get a couple cold ones tonight and forget the game. I'm going with you. Let's do it, Wade.
I'll see you then.
Love you.
All right, partner.
Love you.
Wade Phillips and Norv Turner.
Maybe bring us back some burgers.
That's right.
Oh.
Let's see. M1 Ninja is calling in.
Yeah.
M1 Ninja from outside the building. How are you, Ninja?
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Good.
Great. Good, good. So I listen to you guys every morning, and usually I wake up and I walk my dog and I listen to you guys while I'm doing that. But I decided to get up early and do some Christmas shopping. And on the way, I decided to change my plans, and I'm now just outside the building. And I'm
nice. Yes. Very nice.
So other people who are crazy. Yeah.
That's what we like to hear.
Crazy like me, then they can come on by too. You know, Kohl's doesn't open for another 15 minutes. So.
There you go. We appreciate it. Thank you very much for the call.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, you can come down here and hang out. We've got a whole thing set up out there, and we're going to have a deal set up out there for M1s to be able to barbecue and stuff.
Mm.
It's going to be amazing. So this place is going to be hopping. Oh, that's the other thing. So people need to know. Usually what we do is we will take a commercial break, and during that commercial break, we will stuff food in our face.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, we can't take any commercial breaks, and so we have to stuff food in our face while we're on the air, because we're on for 28 straight hours.
There's a lot of food around us right now.
Yeah.
I'm already hungry.
And I'm staring.
Starving.
I'm
like, please, can I eat that, please?
I know. I feel the same way.
You guys anything?
Not yet.
Some pretzels?
I will do this. We will do this. I want to let you know. Throughout the show, we will be playing small clips of the best of our material.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you'll get to
not
hear.
Not very often.
Yeah, we don't do it very often, but you will get an opportunity to hear what we do on a regular basis. And especially that becomes more important as we get into the day, because we want people to know. All right, so a little bit of a rundown. What can you expect today? We're going to be doing all kinds of new stuff that we've never done.
Awesome.
So we're going to be doing all the usual stuff, but you're also going to hear things that we've never done before. For instance, next hour, we're doing something called Name That Piercing Sound.
Which is gonna be... Cannot wait for that.
That's right.
I loaded those, and people in the building were not happy with me.
Why? The sounds were so noisy.
Piercing
and
piercing sound.
Yeah. We're also going to be playing a new game called Lyrical Chairs, which is a lot like musical chairs, but we do it with lyrics. We're going to do something called the Mikey Show Recast. Now, this is great. The Mikey Show Recast. We will draw names. And for 10 minutes, we will do caricatures of whoever's name we draw. So if I draw Jay's name,
uh-oh, here it comes.
That means I got to be Jay for 10 minutes.
Jasper.
Gotta go pick up Jasper.
I gotta pick up Jasper. I gotta go. If I pick Sienna, I gotta be Sienna. If I pick Jasper? Woods, it could be Woods.
Really?
If I pick L.O.B., I gotta be L.O.B.
Plebeian.
Plebeian. So, that's gonna happen today. What else are we gonna do? We're going to do something, Don, which is you call in and you do trivia about The Sopranos with Woods. We are going to do something that is so great that my wife is going to find out about right now.
She's in the studio.
She's in the studio. We're going to do a segment called Throw Your Spouse Under the Bus.
Perfect. She just pursed her lips together and nodded her head like, kick ass. I don't get enough of this.
So are we throwing our spouses under the bus or are they throwing us under the bus?
Yeah, see, our spouses love to throw us under the bus. So this is our opportunity to throw our spouse under the bus. So you'll get to throw Todd under the bus, Sienna.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah. Woods, you'll get to throw Jamie under the bus.
Your kid's in the doghouse already.
So. You, L.O.B., will get to throw your BFMC under the bus.
All right.
And Jay can throw Kim under the bus. We'll all throw somebody under the bus.
I think it goes both ways.
They can throw us under the bus?
Jay goes both ways.
Jay does.
I've heard that.
But they can throw us if they need to, just to be fair.
We've got dartboard truth or dare.
Oh, my gosh.
We plan that. We'll do that. We have a plethora of emails and topics we're going to be doing today.
Oh.
What's up?
What Jay Bird came up with.
Oh, oh, wow.
Oh, the whole thing, pal.
The game buzzword. We're going to do that on the air.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Woods, you're really good at it.
He's really loud. Really
you're supposed loud. To be. It's part of the rules.
I think we got to come up with some good punishment for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
We do.
We're going to do Mikey's Show Gopher starting at noon. Which is, we'll draw a name. Whoever's name we draw has to be our gopher.
A slave.
We'll take turns.
What about foot rubs? Will the gopher have to do foot rubs?
Anything.
No. Anything? Yes.
Anything.
No.
Yeah. Anything.
Back massage. Well, no feet. Feet are foul. Yeah, but back foul. Massage, you have to rub somebody's back.
My feet are not foul.
Aren't they?
No. For the record.
If you have socks on, I think it's okay.
My feet stink already.
Oh, then never mind.
You know how we do a segment called Ask the Guys?
Yeah.
Where women can call in and ask us guys anything.
Love
and,
that.
You know, we'll answer it. Well, today at noon, we're going to do Ask the Ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be Sienna. It'll be L.O.B. It'll be my friend Andrea. And we'll have one other girl from the building. I think it's going to be Adele.
Adele.
Better get that dump button ready, pal.
She's a little bit of a sailor.
She talks like I do.
You know, she's already here.
Yeah.
And she came in with big bags of ice and was filling the coolers full of it for us.
That a girl.
She's rad. I saw her at like 4:15 walk in. I was like, what are you doing here?
Already got like six F words out of her.
She minds her P's and Q's when she's around me, you know. She goes, she'll be like, she sounds like when they put Scarface on TBS. She's like, that flipping thing.
Mother trucker.
You mother trucker.
This is bull honky.
Fail you, man. Fail you.
Fail you.
Fail you.
That's what they do in the Breakfast Club.
Flunk this.
Yeah, it's the best.
Let's see. What else are we going to do? We'll be doing Ding Dong Sing Along. We'll do the stuff that you're used to hearing. Let's see.
Tom Tom Tunes.
Tom Tom Tunes. We will do Ask the Dudes. Watching those movies tonight. Make sure you go get those movies. You've got to go rent or buy, whichever you could do, rent or buy a copy of Waterworld and, Dance, what is it? Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, Dirty Dancing. You know what we're doing at 1 o'clock, too, in the 1 o'clock hour?
What?
The dunk tank?
No, it's not happening.
Oh.
I know, it makes you sad, doesn't it?
I know.
Bummer.
It's not happening.
I'm going to scratch it off my list.
They won't let us. The building won't let us.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the building won't let us.
It's something with water.
Won't mean even old say building. It, then. Mm-hmm. It's
going to
be awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
They won't let us.
Set right now.
We will do... Let's see. What else have I got on here?
If we take
the chicken wings.
Oh.
Yeah, best. What are we doing? A chicken wing eating contest?
And however many wings we eat, we donate money for.
When we take our first little breather to grab something to eat, I have a really good idea to remind me to tell you that we can still do with Garrett and Rick for charity.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
What am I going to remind you?
Just remind me.
We're all there the whole time.
It hasn't sunk in yet. I keep waiting. Like, let me go to the bathroom.
Let's get a break.
There's so many like things I want to say and questions I have. And I'm like, I just have to wait. Do we just like rip?
Just wait till Friday.
Don't forget, we've been asking people to have their cars all decked out in Mikey Show stuff. And so at 8 o'clock, we're going to do the car parade. And the winner is going to get a Barbecues Galore e-grill. So whoever has done the best job at decorating their car, you're going to get an e-grill from Barbecues Galore. It's worth $200. And so we'll ask you to start parading your car down Murray Canyon Road, and we'll judge them.
An e-grill sounds like it's an online grill.
I know, yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah. You put a like an online piece of steak onto your e-grill,
your
and you grill it delicious.
You tell it if you want it medium rare.
You download it.
What seasonings you want on there.
Exactly. We also later on are going to be having you guys call your famous friends and have them call the Mikey Show.
Yep.
We want to know how famous we can get.
Yeah.
Celebrity-wise.
And the most famous friend that we can get to call in will win for the person that gets them to call in. You will win Social Distortion tickets. Woo! To the sold out Social D concert.
Nice.
So it's good incentive for you to call the most famous friend that you have and be like, dude, I want to go see Social D. The show is sold out. They got tickets. Will you please call 570-1949, tell them who you are, and win me these Social D tickets.
We're going to trust our M1s not to try to throw a fastball by us. We're going to trust you.
Well, I can tell. It's a bad imitation. I'll call it out. I'll say, really, this is Lou Diamond Phillips?
My goodness.
570-1949 if you want to call in. Okay, so tonight is Larry King's last night hosting Larry King.
Finally. Yep.
Do we know who his last guest is going to be?
No, but there's speculation.
Who?
Now, this week he's had a pretty big lineup. You know, he wanted Conan, Susan Boyle, Barbara Streisand, Winona, and Naomi Judd.
Yeah.
They're saying it may be Katie Couric and Barbara Walters.
Really?
But tonight is the last night. He's going to be hanging up those suspenders.
Oh.
I don't see the draw of the Judds as well. I don't either, but he said it was like his final lineup was a big one.
I got the Judds.
I know. Yeah.
Who are you two again? Sisters, right?
Where's the hot Ashley Judd?
Yeah.
You know that broad?
Yeah. Where's the hot sister?
Ross Perot and Al Gore may be on the show.
Ross Perot?
I don't know.
Ross Perot?
That's the speculation. But
wow.
He wants relevant people.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
My goodness. Charles Grodin wasn't available?
No, they said that Ross Perot and Al Gore were some of the biggest guests he'd had. And apparently they were good interviews when he did that. So maybe they'll be there. I don't know.
Ridiculous.
It's Bob all Newhart. Speculation.
Yeah, Bob Newhart. So goofy.
The girl that played Janet on Three's Company.
Right.
Joyce DeWitt.
Yeah.
She will be there.
I'm joined by Joyce DeWitt, Charles Grodin, and Bob Newhart.
People are like, well, okay, let's see what Dancing with the Stars is on.
Thanks. Thanks for having them in. So we can all look forward to that.
That's so funny.
Charger game. What time's the Charger game?
5:20 kickoff, my friend.
So we'll have that. We'll put that on in the studio so we can update people on what the score is and that. What else is going on? The FBI is increasing the reward to catch the geezer bandit.
Yep. Oh, wow. Well, he struck 12 times, 12 different banks in California, 10 in San Diego County alone, the one in Temecula, and one in Bakersfield, which is the most recent one.
Mm-hmm.
So the reward just keeps going up and up, and the FBI announced yesterday that it's now a $20,000 reward.
Wow.
If you know anything about the geezer bandit.
I think it would be more.
Yeah.
I think it would be more. He's robbed so many banks. I would think it'd be like $100,000.
I think so, too.
Don't you like 20 grand? People are like, I'm not going to rat him out for 20 grand.
I'm going to rat out my friend for 20
grand. I think he only grabs a little bit at a time, though. Well, and they don't know how much money he's gotten. No one knows. Oh. But, I mean, 12 banks in 17 months. Yeah, that's crazy. Can't be, you know.
too little.
How have they not caught him?
No doubt.
I don't get it.
Because he has an old man mask on.
But I know, but that's what I mean.
It's a tip off.
Like maybe, yeah. Every time an old person walks into a bank, they should be calling the police. No. I don't, you know what I mean?
Probably happens all day, every day.
I know, yeah. But this guy looks the same. He looks real old.
Unhand me, dear. I did not do anything. Yes. I'm not the Giza Bandit.
My name is George.
He wears... That would be so sad.
Can you imagine? They tackle him.
Yeah, they just start beating him with a stick.
Who do you think I am? I'm just old.
I'm Sienna's grandmother, dear.
Please.
I'm getting out $4 million in cash.
Unhand me.
Unhand me.
I demand.
So the House is going to try to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell again.
Weird.
Well, I heard one of the generals say that it could be really bad to have it and that it puts people in danger and blah, blah, blah. I'm not in the military. What do you, you know, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is going to be an ongoing battle for a little while, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I don't care if there are gays in the military. Even if I'm in the military, they're with me. They're fighting. They're doing the same. They went through the same. They're not like they're getting preferential treatment. Just like women in the military.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If they're worried about funny business or anything like that, they allow women in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So. You got to go through the same. It's not like they're like, all right, you guys are gay. All right, you guys do that obstacle course, we'll do this one. It's not that way, man. They're there. They're in the trenches with you. They're taking grenades with you. I mean, they're all the goal is common, and it's the same for everybody.
But,
you know, some people are knuckleheads, and that's unfortunate.
Well, they may have to repeal it.
More than likely.
All right, let's do this.
KBZT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
First hour under our belts.
Shocking.
How do you feel?
I feel great. Yeah. I'm a little tired.
I'm ready.
Are you?
No.
I'm ready for a cup of coffee,
I need
though.
Some coffee,
I haven't had any.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you I should. Get up and go get some?
Absolutely.
Or
absolutely.
Get some?
Go ahead.
Get some.
Really? I don't feel comfortable going to the bathroom.
I feel so weird.
Up. I just don't.
Yeah. Well, you need to.
You know when I'll go? When you do. That's when I'll
just
go.
One at a time. Right?
No, yeah.
Is coffee ready
if
right
you
now?
You gotta go,
yes,
go.
Ma'am.
I'm going.
Coffee is ready. Okay, I'll go after Sienna.
All right.
I don't like it.
You don't like what?
I don't like it.
You don't like what?
I feel bad.
About what?
About, like, if I had to go do something.
Well, don't abuse it.
Well, I'm not gonna abuse it, but
yeah,
I
don't
still...
go golf.
I'm gonna squeeze nine in.
Yeah. That's what you should do.
That's what I've heard about him, at least.
That's right.
What you should do is exactly like Sienna said, you know, she goes, you go, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
M1 Cave Dweller is back in the line. He has some comments about the Geezer Bandit. Go ahead.
Mikey, the Geezer Bandit has the best bit ever.
Why? What do you...
Ever.
Why?
Well, think about it. If every bank called in when an old person walked in,
right,
you'd have, what, 4 billion phone calls going to 911?
Right.
Yep.
You know, I'm 32. I never go into the bank. I use the little machine outside.
They figured it out.
I mean, and it's, in addition, you've got like the AARP and every other civil rights organization. If they called in every time an old person walked in, there'd be a, you know,
mm-hmm.
be a riot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, the Geezer Bandit, I mean, he's thawed it out. This is
Jay,
why you can get away with it.
Jay, you're in the AARP. Would they be mad if you call? If
really?
I think Jay's on the board.
Yeah, I'm on the board of the AARP.
Third year in a row.
Wow.
He's been there for 15 years. He's one of our longest
you guys
tenured
are
members.
Funny.
You want to do some movie plot hot potato?
Yeah.
Let's do some movie plot hot potato. Call us right now, 570-1949. And what kind of prize do we have to give away, Jay?
We are going
to
hook them up with some audio shoes.
All right, cool. Woo! Now, that's actual shoes, and the brand is Audio Shoes.
Audio, yeah. They get a pair of shoes. They just get to go online and order them.
There you go. 570-1949. Now, here is the way that movie plot hot potato works. You are going to either pick Jay or Woods, and they're going to represent you.
I'm feeling confident in Jay right now. I'm sorry, Woods.
You are?
I do. Woods, he
does
normally
does the whole show ever root against me
no,
all the time?
You normally win, Woods.
Do I? Let's go.
I think Jay deserves that. He's been working hard.
Tired.
I know.
Just kidding.
Wow.
All right. Okay.
Percolated coffee.
Are you here? I need you here.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
Are
you here with me? Movie plot?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to take a bullet this early.
Oh, yeah.
Are you here with me?
No, I'm doing good.
With my mouth.
Hey, listen. Last few times we played Movie Plot Hot Potato, I thought I'd been on Pernt.
You've been on Pernt.
You are good at it.
That's why I'm just, you know, I want your head in the game right now.
Well, the way that it works is that you call, you're going to pick either Jay or Woods, and they have a hot potato in their hands. They're going to give me the plot of a movie. Soon as I get it, they pass that hot potato to the other person. Now, whoever's holding that hot potato.